You are training over in LA. And there's been a big announcement this week as well. On October 14th, you will make your American debut in Glendale, Arizona. The first defense of that IBF featherweight world title against Fernando Montiel.
That's it. It's my first defense, and I'm straight in with a good fighter, a former freeweight world champion. I think he's had 660 fights, 56 wins, and almost 40 KOs. So I'm up against it, but they're the type of fights I want. I want to test myself against the best.
It is, and just the same as our man from up here, Jamie McDonald, went over to Texas, you know, defended his title over there. He's going back across there, defending it again tomorrow. You're one of these guys that doesn't duck anyone, do you, Lee? You will fight anybody, anywhere, anytime.
That's it. I'm going to be a true champion. I won't turn down no fights. I'll fight the best. I'll fight all comers.
It's what we like to hear as well. Of course, you won the title back in May at the O2 in London. A stunning victory over Evgeny Gradovich. I saw that one coming. I know quite a few other people did, but it was a good win, wasn't it? A real performance you put on.
Yeah, I put on a good display of boxing. I broke him down round by round, and sadly the fight ended due to a head clash, and he got cut and he couldn't continue. But I felt I was in control. I won every round on the scorecard, and I think I would have got a late stoppage.
Yeah, it was a cracking fight, and it was a cracking win as well. And the fight before that, of course, you knocked out Joel Brunker, the Australian, who fights this evening just up the road from our studios here in Leeds against our very own Josh Warrington. What do you make of that fight, first of all, Lee?
I think it's a good fight, a good 50-50 fight. And I just hope people ain't underestimating Joel Brunker because of the way I made him look.
Yeah, he's only got that one defeat on his record, hasn't he?
That's it. With his style and my style, I made him look... I didn't let him look his best, I made him look bad. But the truth is, he's a good fighter and he can punch a bit too.
Yeah, definitely. Now, obviously, all the talk up here is of the possibility. Our studio looks on to Elland Road, to Leeds United's ground. The talk up here is all about the possibility of Josh Warrington against your good self at Elland Road in a full stadium, an incredible atmosphere and everything else. But we spoke to Eddie Hearn on the show earlier on today, and Eddie poured a little bit of oil on that one and said, you know, yes, it's exciting. However, your performance against Gradovich took you up a level from where you were before. It's down to Josh now to perform against Brunker, to take himself up another level, to make that fight possible in the future. What are your thoughts on that one, Lee?
Well, if he beats Joel Brunker in better fashion than I did, then we got a fight. Like I said, I'm happy to take on all comers. I'll fight anywhere and anybody.
So you beat Montiel in October in the States, and you'd be happy to come down here to Elland Road and box Josh Warrington, what, spring, early summer next year?
I'll box anyone, anywhere, anytime. That's my attitude.
Fantastic. And why not? So let's go ahead a couple of years then. You're the world champion now. What are you looking to do in your career, Lee? Are you looking to unify the belts?
Well, at the moment, I'm a boxing star in the UK. You mention my name to anybody who knows boxing in Britain, they'll know who I am. And now I want to take it to the next level. I want to become a worldwide star. And to do that, fighting in America is the best way to do that. And that's what I'm planning to do. I want to be a worldwide star.
Certainly.
And fights in America and beat the great fighters.
I've got to say, I don't doubt you can do it, Lee. I mean, followed your career so far, I don't think any boxing fan would look at that and doubt that you're capable of doing just that. But we've got to say, from a very selfish perspective here at Radio Yorkshire, it is mouthwatering for us to think of a stadium fight up here in Leeds, of course, between yourself and Josh, a boxer that we know very, very well. You'll be watching the fight tonight, I assume?
Yeah, I'll watch it, yeah.
As long as you can stay awake after that flight anyway. But if you could give Josh one message ahead of the Brunker fight, what would you say to him?
Keep your hands up. Well, hopefully he gets the victory and it sets up a big domestic showdown between me and him. The British fans love a domestic fight, and I want to please the fans.